Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. This is a Nintendo News Minute, and we are going to be focusing strictly on all things Zelda because there is quite a bit of Zelda in the news right now. So, starting off with MyNintendoNews.com. Eiji Onuma says he's interested, for sure, in a Legend of Zelda movie. Polygon has managed to chat with the legendary Zelda producer, Eiji Onuma. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom game director, Hidemaru Fujibayashi, one of the subjects touched on is whether or not they would be interested in a Legend of Zelda movie given the huge box office sales success of the Super Mario Brothers movie. Mr. Onuma said, I have to say I'm interested for sure, though he did hint that a Zelda movie isn't in production at the moment. Just to ask another question you probably can't answer. Does the recent success of the Mario movie have you excited for the prospect of a Zelda adaption? Onuma says, I have to say I'm interested for sure. But it's not just me being interested in something that makes things happen, unfortunately. Fujibayashi says maybe the voice of the fans is what is important here. And again, so that's from Polygon. And we just talked about how the Super Mario Brothers movie is at $1.21 billion, the fourth largest animated movie. Where do you think Zelda would end up in something like that? Like, I would say that it could break top 10 if it was done as well as the Super Mario Brothers movie was. I don't think Link and Zelda have quite the pull of Mario. But I do believe that there would be a massive turnout, especially if it was done as well as Super Mario Brothers. And just thinking about the artwork, and if you're watching the video here on Spotify, you can see just like this beautiful kind of painted artwork of Link with his arm from Tears of the Kingdom. And I do wonder what direction would they take, what animation direction would they take a Legend of Zelda movie? Could they do something kind of like this where it's looks almost a little more like a painting, maybe a little more traditional, maybe something kind of like Into the Spider-Verse? Or do they continue just to lean into the CG of you know, something similar to like the Super Mario Brothers movie? Would it be a little more gritty? I kind of hope and think it would be. That would be my hope for sure. So interesting that Anuma is interested, but again, his interest doesn't necessarily move the needle all that much. But as the fans, they say the fans of the voice is what matters here. So I go to Twitter, I guess, you go to Reddit, whatever, and let's get the conversation started about a Legend of Zelda movie from Nintendo. Next up, there's so much funny stuff and just like crazy stuff for everything that's happened this weekend for Tears of the Kingdom. This is from Nintendo Life, and it says people can't stop torturing Koroks in Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And guys, I went through these tweets. It is absolutely hilarious. So the article says here, in case you weren't aware, Koroks are back in The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Much like in Breath of the Wild, many of them can be found across the lands of Hyrule by lifting up rocks, chasing Korok remnants on the ground, and solving minor puzzles, granting you one Korok seed. Some, however, need to be physically moved and reunited with their traveling partner. Since these tasks grant you two Korok seeds instead of one, it requires a little bit more effort from the player. Thankfully, these Koroks come loaded with giant backpacks, which you can manipulate and stick to other objects with the Ultra Hand ability. This is wild to me. So some folks have had a bit of love-hate relationship with Koroks, particularly since Breath of the Wild required you to collect so many of those darn seeds. Now that they're back, many are using the Ultra Hand ability to, well, torture the poor things. And we're not talking about minor things either. There have been crucifixions, rocket launches, burnings, and much more. Needless to say, we're not sure the Koroks quite deserve such treatment. And then going down through the tweets here, this is from Caitlin Redwing, and it says, the Korok crucifixions have begun. And it's just, there's Link on the horse just pulling a wagon that has a Korok just on the cross. Another player with a Korok on the cross. Somebody else here at Pori Leaks says, ladies and gentlemen, I present you a Korok rotisserie machine. And they've got Koroks just spinning above an open flame, you know, getting them ready for dinner. And then there's just a number of videos of them putting, you know, trying to launch Koroks into space or send them as far as they can with different items. And I'm going to be honest, I'm here for it. Like, somebody else created a firing range, which like is just hilarious if you get a chance to watch it. But I am here for this kind of thing. And I plan on putting out plenty of TikToks and shorts of me seeing, like, the first thing I want to do is I want to see how high into the sky I can launch one of these Koroks. So follow along on that journey either on my TikTok or on YouTube. And we're going to see just how high I can launch a Korok into the air. There's another little, like, just kind of random article here from Nintendo Life, and it says, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom contains a cute nod to Breath of the Wild's Champions Ballad DLC. It says, we've all known for a good while now that The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is a direct sequel to Breath of the Wild. Heck, we called it Breath of the Wild 2 for long enough. And this means that there are, of course, a boatload of references to the former games. One that we have caught today, however, is a little more heartwarming than most, thanks to VG247. Let's clear this up. We are going to mention certain Tears of the Kingdom plot points here, as well as the events of the Champions Ballad DLC for Breath of the Wild. That means you're adventuring into spoiler territory with this one. If you are keen to avoid details of either of the above, then guys, just fast forward just a couple minutes here, and I'm gonna go through this relatively quick. So, Okay, here we go. It says, as you'll remember, if you finish the Champion's Ballad, the final cutscene shows Link, Zelda, and their champion chums all taking a group photo together. It's very sweet, particularly touching, given that we know what's coming for those guys shortly afterwards. But maybe more touching is the fact that you can go into Link's house in Hatino in Tears of the Kingdom, now belonging to Zelda, and you will see that very picture hanging on the wall. Okay, once you finish going, we should point out,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You will only be able to see this adorable accessory if you have completed Champion's Ballad save file on the same Switch that you are playing Tears of the Kingdom on. It also looks like those who have the save file completed in Master Mode, you will not see the picture as seemingly only normal saves carry over the data to the sequel. Yes, many of us let out a gasp to see that our completed stables from Breath of the Wild carried over into Tears, and it looks like there was even more besides. We can't help but feel a little bit excited about what other nods to previous Zelda games we might find over the coming weeks. Now, they go on to ask the question, what did you make of this throwback reference, and have you spotted any more? And one of the things I see Twitter abuzz with right now is the fact that Link hums the tune to old Zelda songs while he's cooking. So it doesn't, like, and it's from all eras, all the different generations of Zelda games. Like, from, you hear quite a bit of Ocarina, but there are a number of games represented in the way Link hums. And you have to have your volume up pretty high. So if you're out in the wild cooking, make sure to crank that volume and just listen for what you might hear Link. You might hear what he's humming. Heading over to MyNintendoNews.com, UK charts Zelda Tears of the Kingdom's biggest box game launch of 2023 so far. So it was clear The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom would be a sales phenomenon, as its predecessor is widely thought of as one of the greatest video games of all time. Today, official UK sales data has come through for the game, and it is already the best-selling box video game launch of 2023. Tears of the Kingdom is currently the eighth biggest Zelda game of all time. Here is the largest, here in the largest video game market in Europe, outselling previous Zelda games such as Skyward Sword, The Wind Waker, and A Link Between Worlds.
Sales figures show that Link's latest open-world adventure is the Zelda launch
in history, seeing more than 2.7 times the opening week sales of Zelda Breath of the Wild from 2017. And then there's a list of the games and where they rank right now. So biggest game launches in the UK week one sales, physical only. Number one, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Number two, Breath of the Wild. Number three, Wind Waker. Number four, Twilight Princess. Number five, Ocarina of Time. Number six, Skyward Sword. Number seven, Skyward Sword HD.
Number 8 is Link's Awakening on Switch. Number 9 is Spirit Tracks. And number 10 is Ocarina of Time 3D on the 3DS. So, and then moving forward, biggest Zelda games, UK all-time sales units. So this is all-time sales. Breath of the Wild, then Twilight Princess, then Ocarina of Time, Crossbow Training, Phantom Hourglass, Ocarina of Time 3D, Link's Awakening, Tears of the Kingdom, Skyward Sword, and The Wind Waker. So doing some crazy numbers. I know we jokingly talked about a bet with Johnny Bo about how many copies would this game sell? Would it sell more than Breath of the Wild? And the way these numbers are showing, it very well may do that, which I think is relatively surprising on one aspect, but the amount of Switches in the wild and the amount of people that loved Breath of the Wild, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be too many people that bought it, played it, and didn't really care for it, because you could usually find something that you were into. So it's great to see this game doing so well. I'm having a blast with it so far. Hopefully you are as well. The last thing we're gonna touch on now is Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. This is from Nintendo Life. Now the highest rated game of all time on Open Critic. The article says, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is already breaking records, with a review aggregate website Open Critic revealing the long-awaited Switch exclusive is currently number one, the highest rated game of all time. According to the site's rankings, Tears of the Kingdom sits just ahead of Super Mario Odyssey with an average score of 97.223 out of 100 compared to Mario's 96.811. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is in third place with a score of 95.905, followed by Red Dead Redemption 2, Elden Ring, God of War, Last of Us Remastered, Persona 5 Royale, Persona 5, and Hades. Here is the tweet from Open Critic. It says, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is currently the number one highest rated game of all time on Open Critic. Continuing back on the article from Nintendo Life, says, Meanwhile, over at Metacritic, Tears of the Kingdom has become the Tears of the Kingdom already became the review aggregate website's highest rated game of the year with a critic score of 96 out of 100. User reviews haven't gone live yet. In terms of Metacritic's all-time high scores, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for N64 is still out in front with a score of 99. As for Breath of the Wild on this platform, it's got an average critic score of 97 out of 100, and the user reviews are at 8.7 out of 10. And then from Nintendo Life, it says, In our own review of Tears of the Kingdom, here on Nintendo Life, we gave Link's New Adventure an outstanding 10 out of 10, calling it a glorious triumph and sequel to the original entry. I think what I'm the most surprised about, honestly, is that there have not been many review bombs. And usually that is something that takes place when these games come out, is that there'll be a bunch of people that go and review bomb it and really mess with the scores and don't show it accurately. And that really doesn't seem to be the case with Tears of the Kingdom. It seems that the majority of the people that are reviewing it are really enjoying it. And it, what's not to enjoy, really? I've seen some negativity online, but not much, you know, and some of it seems like it's still just like we might have expectations way too high in some cases because of Breath of the Wild, or in other cases because of Breath of the Wild we have our expectations high because we know and believe what Nintendo is capable of. So it really just depends on your perspective, but that is going to do it for this Nintendo News Minute. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you want to start your own podcast, you can look for the link in the description of any of my socials. You're going to see what's called the Stand Store, and I am doing a once a week webinar teaching people how to launch and market their website, or I'm sorry, their podcast. And I'm really looking forward to it. I have 100 seats per webinar, so you can go and check that out over on my Stand Store. Again, there is a link in the description. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you all so very much, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.